This is a Capital D Prime book. Starts July 5th, 1995 and runs through Christmas Day of the same year, 1995. Beginning with a continuation of isolating the Lam B Dean gene from Shigella. As red 6 D prime 3 PGKSS Lam B. And the E. coli one, which is a C prime 159 blue 4, and the Shigella one is a D prime 3 red 6, as listed on Wednesday, July 12th, page 5. So two clones, a red one and a blue one, the red one being Shigella and the blue one E. coli, and they're okay to use. Starting a P. Dupdel, the duplication deletion plasmid, which can be used in two ways. Provisional scheme is listed on page 6, Tuesday, July 18th. And it goes on page 9, start of Dupdel. Wednesday, July 19th, page 11, ATR 1B, angiotensin receptor 1B again, with a note, yippee, and 3 exclamation marks. The southern looked good, and PCR looked good, too. The conclusion looks very, 2 underlines good for 10D. 10D looks very good. More ATR, more PCRs on that clone, 10D and 10E. 10D is still positive, and 10E is also positive. Denise will thaw out 10D and 10E and inject if the chromosomes are good. So these are two colonies, ESO colonies. Ligations and transformations for SB64/PGKTK. Transformation using DH 5 alpha cells, D prime 3. Stoichiometry looks good, but the conclusion is try another 24. So a restart of SB/TK on the following page, and PCR for ATR1B a couple of pages later. Sunday, July 23rd, page 19. Yippee again, 4C is positive. Not so good though. may repeat later. Meanwhile, proceed. And that's the next page is more PCRs. Agrees with number two, but now convincing. Some more candidates, about another 24. Various ones were tested further by Silver, but all were negative. Dale continued on remembering my mother's birthday on August 9th, Wednesday, page 27. What the final product of Dale will be, and there's a good map of it. Various stocks made have D prime 26 blue and D prime 26 red. These are primers. Not correct. The D prime 26 blue and D prime 26 red are not prime. They are candidates of Delta SP 64/TK and reverse. Some insertions of sequences into the various places of LOX P sites. Linker 1 insertion on page 31 and 33. Now, on Thursday, August 17th, page 37, talking about angiotensin receptor 1A. Using the right sort of primers, specific for ATR1A on page 36. There are five differences in the blue primer and eight differences in the red primer between ATR1A A and ATR1A B. So this is ATR1A. Now back to ATR1B, southern on page 41, Friday, August 18th, a nice sudden. It was, it was fine. 4A is probably a positive with a mark on. It's not a perfect sudden, but it's probably okay. Looking at the orientation of the linkers being put in on page 45, and then on page 47, insertion of linker 2 into the plasmid with two blue ones, D prime 46, 33 blue and 35 blue as backup, and D prime 46, 22 red. A conclusion that after inserting the linker, it looks fine, and just like last time, except that I now can see the oligos. Checks on the orientation, page 49, and first try at completing OS Dupdal. On August 29th, Tuesday, page 51. On the left, a big notice, abandon. Tup-tup got distracted. Second attempt. At nail into the DSP 64/DK L1 L2 to put in nail in between the L1 and L2. Conclusion, it looks good. Delta SP conch and preparing the fragment. A second attempt at putting the nail into OS Dupdal, page 55. Just a trace of dimer visible. Can't see anything else. Try again with co-precipitation if necessary. Conclusion, struck out. Try another 24. So September, Friday, September 8th, the third gel screened more. I got four positives. 5 and 16 correct orientation, and 19 and 20 of the reverse orientation. So this is called a Dupdal 5. Repeat of the ligation on page 57 for Dupdal final. There is slightly encouraging. So here we have then the construct OS Dupdal 6-1, which was 6-1 and 42 base pairs. And OS Dupdal was an important plasmid which was used then for duplicating and deleting various things. Let's stop for a moment. OS Dupdal, it was used a long time and could be used for either making a duplication or a deletion with a positive and negative selection.
So and many others. And we used as a backbone.
Yeah. It had a PGK-driven TK gene.
No, not the PGK.
Yes, it did, Nguya.
Was it? I think weak one. TK was weak.
No, it has a PGK.
But TK was strong, NEO was weak. Yeah.
Just look here. Here's the map.
PMC1, yes.
So it's Dukedel 6142, PGK, TK. The ampicillin resistant gene and MC1 nail. So it's used for positive, negative.
Hold on.
And there were various forms of this used, slightly different forms. This was Dukedel 5, D prime 55 red. So now back to thinking about AIDS. Friday, October 6th, COX 1 and COX 2 papers accepted by Cell. That was an interesting business because those two papers were written by one for inactivating COX-1 gene and the other for inactivating COX-2, one with Bob Langenbach and the other with Scott Moram. And I talked to Ed Lewin of Cell about the two papers, and he wanted it as one paper. And I said that wasn't fair to the authors. They'd each done separately. He said, I don't care about fairness. He said, you should combine them. I said, okay, in that case I'll take the paper somewhere else. And he yielded and accepted the two papers. So that was rather a nice occasion to have a little one-upmanship in getting the papers published. But we were in this strong position. The genes were of interest to many people, and we had knocked out the two independently. And so that is what the origin of that particular comment. Testing various ACE plasmids beginning on page 63. John Craig's clones. More diagnostics, page 67, and diagnostic PCRs on page 69, Wednesday, October the 11th. Six oligos were designed and made to test the exon 12, exon 12 testis, 12T that is, and exon 13. To make sure that the ACE pieces were what we wanted. This was successful. the result being there that all the work except number one. A plus V gave 274 base pairs, and E plus F, those are the different primers, E plus F gave 191 base pairs, and those were listed. And they were tested on eight colonies. All but one was correct. Starting on the prime fragment, on the October 15th, page 71. First test on multipolin, Monday, October 16th, page 73. Denise tested red 6, Shigella LAMB transform cell, and normal BK4 cell. And with a note on Wednesday, October 25th, that Hyung-Suk Kim tells me that, not surprisingly, there's considerable variation in the level of expression at the RNA level of multiporin. For example, the blue E. coli cell line 8D is a 1+, and the red S. Shigella cell line 2B is 3+. Most of the others are negative, but some are plus minus. So Friday, October 20th, page 77, discussion of the preparative digest and plan. Looking for exons 13 and 14 of the H gene, 5' prime fragment being ABAM, BLP fragment of 3.2 kilobases for exon 12, and BSA ABAM fragment. 3 kilobases for exon 13 and 14 from the H gene. Working on the 5' fragment, Saturday, October 21st. Page 79. Going on with the 5' fragment. Next page, 81. HEPA 1 digests of OS Dukdel on October 23rd, Monday, page 83, transforming the transformation D prime 82, 24 minutes. Only number 20 is a candidate. And it looks more like a dimer. Set up another 24. Beginning to have some crazy ideas about making renin-angiotensin system diagrams on Tuesday, October 24, page 85. Should be able to set up equations specifying the effect of template number on the concentration of AGT, etc., etc., incorporating Michaelis constants. sketched plots, etc. Some idea that you would see what was happening. And what they would happen to how many copies of a gene there might be, 1, 2, 3, 4, and what happened with the AGT concentration, and what renin might do, and what ACE might do, what the receptor might do, and so you get to the end, you have a sort of diagram of the different things that happen when the gene dosage is changed. Not a linear relationship, because you have to go from the gene dosage to the expression, and then you have to go the effects of renin, and you have to deal with the effects of ACE, and then with the receptor. Because I'm trying to think of a diagrammatic way of dealing with the situation. Second transformation of Dukdel on page 89, start again. Page, following page, no signs of success, better go back, etc. Sunday, October 29th, new digests of Dukdel and the base. All cuts are good, proceed. So, October 30th, Monday, page 95, a prep gel for the 5' fragment and the Dukdel vector. Thursday, November 2nd, page 101, new approaches to getting what I will call 5. Make a linker that will replace this, etc., etc. Silly. Need the straight BLP, etc. Various cancellations. Not happy with that idea. A new start on the 5' sequence into Dukdel, page 105. Friday, November 3rd. Continue on the following page, 107. Many little notes. Problem in remembering what sequences are controlled. There is some restriction enzymes. A conceptual design problem on linker, on the linker on D'100, etc. PLP sequences. The two sites have different sequences, the 5' and the 3' sites. So two asymmetric linkers are required. Technical problems, not serious. Restarting BLP to Sal, page 111. Conclusion 1, this doesn't look promising. But conclusion 2 is, well, looks like essentially all are correctly smaller, except number 24 and possibly 13, which is shorter, and possibly 13, which is shorter still. Nothing particularly remarkable. Preparing fragments, inserting them into Dukdel. thoughts on the three prime fragment on page 119, Sunday, November 19th, with maps. Partial digest with the Ish clone, Tuesday, November 20th, page 123, with a rather pretty gel on page 122 of the progressive digestion. But with the conclusion that the result is interesting, very little time effective, and the high yield of single cut, etc. Some new ideas on duplication, Tuesday, November 20th, page 125. A better test of the principle than my first idea, which was promoter nail and versus promoter nail, promoter nail, is to make a construct with lock speed, throttle sights, etc. But I don't know whether I ever actually did anything with it. Working on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 23rd. Results on Sunday, November 26th, page 133, changing a BSA to an XHO site, and surprisingly good. Looks like 10 out of 8 out of 48 are correct. 1 out of 48 is incorrect, and 37 out of 48 are starting material. So I don't know how those numbers balance, but anyway, proceed with number 8 for preparative purposes. That is done on the next page for the 3 prime fragment, page 135, Monday, November 27th. Tuesday, November 27th, page 139, final, hopefully, assembly. And ligation and transformation. Conclusion, I never had a better ligation. Hope the BAM worked, 2! And final conclusion there, conclusion 2, beautiful yield. Also 11 out of 24 were good. Streak out number 15. As delta, as D prime 138. Ace 12T delta, the 12T, the exon, the testis exon of Ace. Thinking about duplicating the beta estrogen Thursday, November 30th, page 141, thinking about Bezerra's duplication with Nabuyu and Jada Lewis. Trying to get a double copy of a Beta S into to make a model of sickle cell. We never did succeed in doing that. We made good models of thalassemia, but not of sickle cell. Page 143. Back from Iguana Island and about 3,500 miles in 756 X-ray popper with Roger on December 13th. I don't remember that trip, oddly enough. So at the Wednesday, December 13th, the check on D' 138, ACE-12T, testis exon delta. With a map. Wednesday, December 13th, starting on these ideas with the LOXP sites in P, LOXP site P delta, P nail, and P nail, LOXP nail, etc., etc. Thinking about what to do, a scheme for making them on the following page. Various fragments. Wednesday, December 20th, page 157. KH21 RSR and PMC one nail poly single pist cut, etc., etc. Trying to put in a nail 3' with a LOXP site and a Kozak sequence into in front of nail on page 159, Thursday, December 21st. An excellent ligation, too good. Maybe something was wrong. So here we are, getting to the end of the book. A Friday, 22nd, page 161, a repeat of the PSD partial with carp intestinal alkaline phosphatase. Necessary steps for what I hope to do. Ending on Monday, December 25th, Christmas Day. Proceed, process D' 160, 1 minis, 1 through 24, checked, etc. Conclusion, number 15 is the best candidate, but there are some others. So try one, but the second conclusion was, the second gel was, lost my bet on E' 1. the longer one is probably from the second, etc., etc., problem. And that ends the book, D prime.